Ricky, R-I-C-K-Y, Burks, B-U-R-K-S, 3-16-48, today's 11-13. This is a 77-year-old gentleman who's being evaluated today for face-to-face under hospice care, diagnosis of cerebrovascular accident, period. The paragraph this face-to-face will be shared with the hospice medical director, period. This is a 77-year-old gentleman, as I stated, with history of hypertension on hospice with history of CVA. He's appears weak, cachectic, fatigued, short of breath with activity. He's lost at least 7 pounds in the past month. His MAC has dropped from 27 to 24 centimeter, period. He's had bouts of dizziness. And has oxygen available to him with his shortness of breath with exercise, period. Patient is a high risk of fall. He's a disabled veteran, has one daughter, and is able to live in his apartment with the help of hospice and hospice providers and aides, period. Patient continues to show signs of deterioration as far as his physical activity, his nutrition, and his functional ability is concerned, period. Patient has a PPS of 40%, period. Patient is oriented to person, place, and time, period. Let's see if there's anything else I'd like to say about him. Patient has bouts of bowel and bladder incontinence. O2 side was 97% on room air, pulse of 90, respiration is 18, blood pressure 148 over 90. He states that his blood pressure medication were recently changed because his blood pressure had been elevated, period. He was educated regarding the use of his blood pressure medication and the role blood pressure plays in recurrent stroke in patients of his with his diagnosis, period. He continues to remain frail, cachectic. He has tremors with activity and at rest, continues with weakness, fatigue, and shows decreased mentation related to his CVA, period. Overall prognosis remains poor given natural progression of his disease. He most likely has less than 6 months to live. Thank you.